Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schgallen, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Ha Magdish Nechassim, if someone is Magdish, his possessions. Vahoyu behend Vorem, Ru'uyen, Al-Gabiyah, Mizbeach. And amongst those possessions, you had things that were fit for the Mizbeach. Yenois, wines, Shmonim, oils, V'oifais, or birds. There are bird karbanis. So he has Toyrimu b'nei Yayna. What should we do with these things? Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar says, Yimachru, they should be sold, Litzarche Oisai Hamin. For whomever needs these things, some person needs a mincha, let him buy off the flour. Someone needs Nesachim, someone needs Oifis, whatever it is. What should I do with the money? V'yavi b'demeyen Oilis. With the money from the sale, I should bring carbon Oilis. Rebbe Lazar darshens the pasuk. The pasuk says, L'chal nedreihem l'chal nedvaysa mashia krivu l'ashem l'oila. Zakt Rebbe Lazar, kol mashahim noidrim umisnadvim, any vow that a person says, and amongst them there are things, ashia krivu l'ashem, that could go up on the mizbeach, even wines, oils, flour, become a carbon oila. I would think maybe, okay, it becomes a carbon oil. Maybe it could be oilas ha'oif. Or if he was magdish, amongst what he was magdish was an oif, I should be makriv that as an oil. No. It says, ba'bakar, ba'ksavim u'be'izim. It has to be cattle, sheep, or goats. So if you're menadiv things, and you have over things that are oil agabi mizbeach, they have to be converted into animal carbon oilas. That's why he says, sell these things to people that need them for that purpose, and then use the money to bring behema carbon oilis. Ushar nechasim, and the rest of his nechasim, yiplu lebedek abayis, should go to bedek abayis. Now, who does Rebbe Lazar hold like, as far as the previous shitas are concerned? Well, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that after we sell it, it goes letzarech bedek abayis. He doesn't like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua would say, take those birds themselves and be makavit as a carbon. So the Belazar seems to have a new sheet over here. He learns from the Pasik that when a person is makdish his nechasim, even after I sell items that aren't roi for a carbon, it has to go for a carbon oila and a behema carbon oila. That's true for wines, and it's even true for birds that technically are roi themselves for the mizbeach, but that's what Rebbe Lazar darshens from the pasuk. That's how the Bat Tanur learns. Again, there are other pshatim here. We're learning according to the Bat Tanur. So once again, according to Rebbe Lazar, someone is magdish his nechasim, all of his possessions. You have things that are roi al gabi mizbeach, wines, oils, birds. Rebbe Lazar says, sell each individual item to someone who needs that. They'll use those items in the Beis HaMikdash. Take the money and buy a behema carbon oila with it. And that's learned from the pasuk, L'chol nidreim u'l'chol nidvaysam, asher yakrivu l'ashem l'oila, kol mashahim noidrim u'misnadvim, from things that asher yakrivu l'ashem, they go for an oila and for an animal carbon oila. Like it says, ba'bakar, ba'ksavim, u'be'izim, as far as the rest of his nechasim are concerned, that aren't roi l'mizbeach, that goes l'bedek habayis.